here on the top of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. Topish at the two dots, actually, two lines down. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah, "V'nos nim kli tachas sadelach b'Shabbat." The Shabbos. So you can put a kli underneath when something dripping inside the house. You can put a kli down to collect the drip. Tana im nitmalei kli shofech v'shone ve'inu nimna. If the kli gets filled up, you don't have another bucket to stick under there. So you can take that bucket, take it out, dump it, and bring it back. Ve'inu nimna. As you can, the whole day you can go back and forth, emptying out this bucket and bringing back, bring it back to fill up again. Okay. Rashi says, "Shofech lachutz." You can dump it outside. V'shone yechzireinu l'makom tachas adlof, and you can then bring it back where it's dripping. And veino nimne milashanot kol hayom im tzarich l'kach. Back and forth all day if you need to. Next, bei rechaya de Abaye daluf. Abaye had like a mill room where his mill was in, and there was a leak in there, and it was water was getting all over, and it was ruining his mill. So Asa lekamei de Rabba, Amarle zil aile lepuyach lahatzam. So he came to Rabba, his Rebbe, and he said, "What do I do? My mill's getting, is there any eitzah for me? You know, can I? My mill's getting ruined. What can I do?" So he says, "Okay, here's what you can do." He said, "Go bring your bed there into the mill room. Put it next to the mill, and havig kegraf shel rei." And then the mill, which is doesn't, I guess, is smells or whatever the case might be, you can't sleep next to it. So then the mill becomes a graf shel rei, and v'afke. And then even though it's normally muktzah, but something disgusting that's muktzah you're allowed to take out. So now you can take out the mill, and you're good to go.
You're talking about taking out the mill, or taking out the container
that's. No, we're talking about now. We're talking about this. It was leaking. There's no container here. It was just leaking in his mill room. His mill was getting ruined.
I wanted to move the device.
Right. He wanted to get it away from the water because it was getting ruined, the mill. So he told him to put your bed there. Then now the mill becomes something gross. And now you can take it out, and that's fine. Yasi v'abaye v'kakashale. But then Abaye asked his Rebbe, "How can you do that? V'chi oisin graf shel rei v'chachila? We know you're not allowed to do it. You can't create graf shel rei. It happens to be something that you can take it out, but you can't, you know, create a situation where you're taking something that is not, you know, is not affecting any. If Gersh is only a problem because it's disgusting and you want to get it away, if it's not bothering you, it's in other rooms, it's not Gersh Shari. You can't create it, you know, I want to move that thing, so you put the thing in next to it and then it creates it. You can't do that, Lechakil. So Adahachi, in the meantime, Nafal Be'rechaya Debaye. While he was asking this kasha on his Rebbe, his mill fell down, and that's the end of that. Amar, and he said, "Tasi li the avri adamar." He says, "Magili, you know, I deserve this punishment because I transgressed what my Rebbe said." Right. So they said that. Okay. First, see Rashi. Beirichay debaye daluf. It's again hadelef hayanofel al reichaim shelo. The leak was going on to his mill. Vayuosim atuyim betit v'nimuchim ifnei geshamim. They made out of like mud. And so when it rains, they melt. V'lo haya maspik l'kelim atzrichim l'teitachat adlev. And he didn't have enough, you know, kelim to start putting out under the, to catch the water and everything, so his mill was getting ruined. So he told them, "Zil aile l'purach l'asam, go bring your bed there." Right, l'bay tshusham, over wherever the leak is. V'dil havi k'graf shel rei, shehu mu'usim harei chayim l'cha. So then now the mill is going to be disgusting to you. To be next to your bed. And then you'll be able to take it out. Because the din is something disgusting you can take out into the garbage. He asked his Rebbe, "V'chi osim gerev shorei l'chachila? V'chi mutar ligrom sheheya davar ma'us lo? Can you do something to cause something to be disgusting to you in order to take it out?" So he, in the meantime, his mill fell down while he was asking this. And Rashi said that the Abaye commented, "Tasty li the avri adamar." So it's coming to me, because I transgressed what Mor said, what you said. So v'yani zos bischari. This should be like schari, so to speak. Like this would be my punishment. Shavarti al divrei Rabbi, that I went against my Rabbi said. Right now, some say that Rashi means that he was saying that alavai that this should be a kapara, you know, it should be enough of a kapara, it should be enough, you know, my meal fell down, okay, hopefully that's it, though, that's enough of a kapara. And so they say that, what did he do wrong? That he shouldn't have been more machmir than his Rebbe, okay, and then Artosis discusses what, but Lechora Abai was right, you're not supposed to make Gershuri Lechachil, so how could a rabbi say it's okay? So Artosis gives a couple explanations. He says one of them is that in the case of, he was makel here because the case of Hefzeh. And if it was a loss, so he would here would have been allowed, and therefore he shouldn't have asked Kaini Kasha, should have done it, and that's what happened.
Okay. Okay. Well, I can understand, okay, the Rabbanim say, you know, left is left, and left is right, he has to listen to that.
Okay.
Shiloh,
but
might say he was right.
Then. No, we want to know why he was right. I mean, if he was wrong, he'd listen to be right, but Lechora, was he wrong? So those says, no, he wasn't wrong. It wasn't that Rabbi made a mistake. He was right. Why was he
wrong?
That answers what you're saying, but not that. But it's okay here because here the problem was he shouldn't have been more machmir than his Rebbe.
No, all he did was he asked his Rebbe. He says why should that be even mutter?
Okay, I guess he wasn't.
And then he should ask the question. He shouldn't question.
Right. Pashtus, he understood himself that he was asking as a, that it's wrong. He says, Rebbe, I can't do that. It's, you know, that's why he said, otherwise, why should you say, why is there a punishment? He was just questioning. Obviously, he wasn't just questioning. Yeah. What? No, not chole. Not as in, not, no, he's not chole. They can ask, you know, like, why? But here he was, like, questioning that he was wrong. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Graf Shal Re'i, the Avid Shal Meiraglayim. These are both the same idea. This when it's a for excrement, if it's so, it's called a graf, and when it's for urine, it's called an avit. It's the same idea. It's a container for these things. Mutal Atzian LeAshba, you can take him out to the garbage. The Kashu Magziro, that because of the junk that's inside, so it's disgusting. So you can take it out, and when you bring it back, it's a problem because the kli itself is now a mukta because it's the stuff, the junk is out of it, so you have to put something in it to be able to bring it back. So therefore, notan bo mayim magziro, you put water in it. So even though it's not so, you put water in it, you're not going to exactly use that water so fast. But bring down is for behemoths, you can get it, give it to drink. Okay, Rashi, notan bo mayim magziro, put water in and bring it back. The muktin machmas miu thing, because it's disgusting, so you can't just the stump bring it back. Vilo agav maya lo matzin l'mitzvah. If it's not for the water, you can't just bring it back. It's a kli that's mute. Ulatzio hu desharul. It's only meant to take out bishum kvodo because of its cover. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Savar mina. So the Talmidim understood from what Shmuel said. They drav shel re'i the agav mana in b'snei atzmalo. The only reason why you're allowed to take it out is like the excrement is because the excrement's in a kli, but you can't take the junk out itself. You can only take it if you're taking it agav a kli, like in this case the graf or the avit. But then we're gonna see that's not the case. Tashma dahu achbarta the shtakach be isparmake the Ravashi. There was a mouse that was in the found in the spices of Ravashi. So amaluhu Ravashi. Nakta betutisa afvelkua. So he says, no problem. Told the people of his house to grab it by its tail and take it out. So you see from here that you can actually take out the mius thing itself. No pun intended. But not the whatever. You don't have to use the click. Okay. Says Rashi. Sabur mina midashmuel hayus. Svurim from Talmidim thought from the words of Shmuel that Dafka Graf Nakata. El Dafka has to be the actual kli that you can take out. The Agav Mana Shari the Tafla. You can't take the Riyah itself, the excrement, but only by using the kli. Aval b'fneyatzmo li talotari o davar maus mamash b'yado v'yatzeni, but to actually grab the stuff with your hand directly, they saw it lo sharule until they saw the samaisa with Rav Ashi. So ispar make, that's b'samim. This mouse was in the b'samim, but tzitzis says they grab it by b'zan v'its tail. Okay.
Tablecloth,
right. Okay. Fine. New Mishnah. Mishum Shvus, Mishum Rishus, Mishum Mitzvah, Beshabbos, Chayavin Alav, Yom Tov. So anything which is Aser, the Rabbanan Asered. Some say this, that it's Aser Rabban. Some say the Chayvin Alav means your Chayav Makas Mardus, the Malkus the Rabbanan. That if it's Aser Mid Rabbanan because of Shvus, Rishus, or Mitzvah, then it's also Chayav on. You're not allowed to do these things on Yom Tov either. So these three things, we're going to more is going to go into detail more what they are exactly. But the idea of Shvus is something which it's just a plain act. That the Rabbanan Aser. Now, there's no mitzvah to the act in itself, but the Rabbanan Aser. And then we have Rishus, so something which has a little bit of a mitzvah to it, but still the Rabbanan Aser. And Mishum Mitzvah, something is a Mamasha Mitzvah, and still the Rabbanan Aser to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, so we're going to see. Mishnah continues, Ve'elu hein Mishum Shvus. What is Aser because of Shvus? Again, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. It's just aserde. They aserde. Lo alim be'ilan. You can't go up on a tree. Ve'lo rochmin al gabei behema. You can't ride an animal. Ve'lo shatin al pnei amayim. You can't go swimming. Ve'lo metapchin. You can't clap your hands one to the other. Ve'lo mesapkin. You can't clap your hand to your thigh. Ve'lo meraktin. And you can't dance. Ve'elu hein mishum reshus. What are some examples of reshus that they aserde? It's a little bit of a mitzvah, but not mamish. Lo danin, you can't, the Beis Din can't judge. Lo mekadshin, you can't get married, the kiddushin to a woman. Lo cholzin, you can't do chalitza. Lo miyam, you can't do. The Gemara's going to ask, where they are mitzvah. How can they say it's only a little bit of a mitzvah? The Gemara's going to discuss these things. Ve'eluhan mishu mitzvah. These are mamish mitzvahs that you cannot do, Rabbanan Asard. Lo makdishin, you can't make something hektish. Lo marichin, can't say, the erech of somebody I'm going to give to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Below macharimin, you can't do, make a cherem, say this animal is a cherem, goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Below magbin, trumas and maisers, you can't take trumas and maisers. So kol elu b'yom tov amru, they said these things on Yom Tov, the kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to do these things b'Shabbos either. Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos, ela ochel nefesh bilvad. That the things are asked on Yom Tov and Shabbos are all the same, except for Ochel Nefesh, food preparation things, as Mutar and Yom Tov and not Shabbos. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, Kol Shechayev Alav, Midivrei Sofrim, Chayev, we're talking about Midi Rabbanan, right? Shalom Asos of Shabbos, Mishum Shvus, you don't have to do Kadosh Shvus, or Mishum Rashus, Sheyesh Bo Ktsat Mitzvah, that's what Rashus means. Aval Lo Mitzvah Gedol, it's not a major mitzvah. The Karovu Liyot Devar Rashus, it's called Rashus because it's almost Rashus, because that's a shtickle mitzvah. The Yeshbo Isser Midi Reisofim, it's this Aster Midi Rabbanan to do. O Mishu Mitzvah, O Sheyeshbo Mitzvah Mamash, but that's not much a mitzvah. Still, Vasur Chachamim, Vasos Vashem, not to do it on Shabbos. Chavin Alav, Shalom Vasos Vyom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov either. The Elu Haim, Dvarim Shasurim Mishum Shvus, Shetilu Alav Chachamim Lishbos Behem, that you're not allowed to do. The Ein Basiyatam Shum Mitzvah, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. For example, Olim Belin, Elan, and there's no mitzvah whatsoever to climb trees. So Kulam Afarsh B'Gemara, my God, Gemara is going to explain all these things. Why did the Rabban say you can't? Why did they say you can't do these things? Ein Metapchin B'Yad, you cannot clap your hand. The Ein Mesapkin, that's clap your hand on your thigh, al Yerech. The Ein Meraktim, you can't dance. B'Rego, V'Kulan Simcha V'Shir. For for Simcha, for Shir. The Gemara Mefarish Gezira, what's the reason? Shema Yisakein, some of Goris leave out the next word, Kli Shir, the Ka Avid Mana, because you're making a Kli by making a Kli Shir, or fixing it, so for the list allows it. The Elu Hei Mishum Rishus, these are Asakas of Rishus. Kolo, Marsha Yala, Nu Latiran, The Kiddush is here more because I might have thought that Rabbanan should have allowed them, Mishum Shehen Krovim L'Mitzvah, so they have a little bit of a mitzvah there. But still, Vasrim Chachamim, they still answered it. So hi, the Kavar Le'Rashus. Why is it called Rashus? Why this term? Mishum Nahanach, the by Lemis Nebeseifa, the Havi Mitzvah Gmur, as opposed to those which in the end of the Mishnah, as we said, are called Mitzvah, they're Mamish Mitzvah. So vis-a-vis these, it's not mamash a mitzvah, so the yachas to those is like called the reshus. Well, the hanach kamai kari shvus, and the first ones are called the shvus, the iser shvus gamur yeshbehem, because they're mamash totally iser midrabanan. The fisha'in behem sad l'salek v'zeret chacham imeleim, because there's nothing there whatsoever that to give a havamin even that it should be okay. She'in behem alachluchis mitzvah, because they have no mitzvah whatsoever. Lo danim din, as we said, v'lo mekadshi nisha, you can't get married. Gemara mafarish, I might call the reshus. Again, Gemara is going to ask why it's called a reshus. So it's a mitzvah to get married. V'lo makdishin, you can't make hekdeshes. Marichin, to say erkecha alai, I'm giving this guy's erech to the Beis Hamikdash. V'lo ten kefi shanim, you give it according to how old he is. Kmo shekatuv b'parshas erechin. V'lo machrimin, harei behem azu cherem. Cherem, as he says, this behem is behem cherem. And stam charami lebenech habayis. And the Stam Cherem goes to Berech HaBayis, even though really Stam goes to the Kohanim, Lemaisa we hold, so they discuss that in Rashi. Okay, see the Gemara now. We said, well, now we're going to discuss these things, why the Rabbanan answered them. Lo'oli be'il, you're not allowed to climb a tree. Why? Gzeir Hashem Yitlosh, because you might come to break a branch, and that's the sort of coats there. You're not allowed to ride an animal. Why? Because afraid that you're riding animal, you'll ride outside the tchum. Gemara says, "Shmamina tchumim deraisa." So they explain. Shon explain basically it's the kasha. So what's the kasha? It's the kasha. Right. So it's mashma that it has to be that it's deraisa. It wasn't the right, so like you all said, it would be gzera le gzera. How could it, if it's the only, if tchumin, to go outside the tchum, be the rabbana, and how could he, after riding an animal, let you go outside the tchum? It's a gzera le gzera. So therefore, it must be the tchumin as the right. But, so what's the kasha? Okay, so the Rashba says that tchumin are the rabbana, really. So that's a kasha, right? Going outside the tchum is the rabbana. So therefore, they asked, and why should it be us? Because of going outside the chumun. It's gzera gzera gzera. So they come to answer, it's ella gzera shema yachtok zmora. Therefore, you have to say it's something else, is that we're afraid he's going to ride, when he's riding the animal, he might break a branch to hit the animal, and that's kotzer again. Okay, veloshatin, okay, see Rashi, yes. Rashi Shema Yalevi Yitlosh, when you're climbing the tree, you might break a branch. Avi Yisur Adurvi Deraisa, which is Ainu Kotzer Shatolosh Mina Mechubar. Shema Yisei Tchutz Lachum, we're afraid he's going to go outside the Tchum. Why would I be afraid of that? Mitoch Sheina Mahalek Veraglav, Eino Ra'ev, Simane Yatchumi. Since he's up high, he's not walking, so he might miss the sign that says, end of Tchum, you know. So therefore, that's what we're worried about. So it comes out, Shema Minad, that's no good, because it'll come out that Tchumin are Deraisa. Since you made a gzeira not to write because of tchumin, the imid rabbanan lo havi yasre. If it was only the rabbanan, then the tchumin I wouldn't have answered it because asre milse achrisa mishum diday. I wouldn't have answered something else because of it, and it was because that would be gzeira gzeira. So we said the real reason is shem yachtop zmora la kosa, I might break a branch to hit the animal, but be kotzer min mechubar, and breaking it off the branch that's kotzer. Okay, back to the Gemara. That what? Shvisas mehemtecha to right here. I know. Not sure. Veloshatin al pnei hamayim. The Gemara says, why not? Gzera Hashem yaseh chavis shel shayatin. Because we're afraid you're going to make like a tube to help you swim, like to learn to swim. They weave these reeds and make like a swimming tube. We're afraid you're going to make that on Shabbos. The lo tapchim lo mesapchim lo marakdim. So you can't, we said, clap or dance. Why? Gzera shema yisakein klishir. We're afraid you're going to make repair or make a kli shear, and that's makiv apatis. Rashi chavit shel shayatin kli shel guma, these reeds or gima, and you weave them or ginotan bosim kamin chavit arukai, make like a long tube. You learn, use it to learn to swim with. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ve'elu hein mishum v'shus, and these are things that are a little bit of mitzvahs, but and they rabban and aser. Lo danim, you can't dan din. I ask the Gemara, v'ha mitzvah kavit. That's why is this called a v'shus? It's a mamish mitzvah to dan a din. Gemara says lo tzricha de'ika de'alif minei. So we're talking about a case where there's somebody greater than him. So then, to dan a din, it's not as big mitzvah if there's somebody greater than you to do it. So there's a machlokes rishonim in how do you understand this? In other words, does that mean, therefore, that if there is nobody, as you, then that is okay? Right? So some learn like that, but Rashi's learning no. Rashi's learning that it's still aser. It's still even if it would be a mamish mitzvah, it's still aser. The Gemara is just clearing just the positioning of it, why it's called the reshus. It's called the reshus because we're talking about a case where there's somebody that's greater than him, but not that if there be somebody that he would be the greatest, that it would be allowed. It would still be us, or everyone would have us that also. But it happens to be that the case here is called the reshus, put in the category of reshus, and we're just clearing why it was called that. Okay. Rashi, v'hamitzvah kavid, v'maykar l'reshus. Why is it called reshus? Okay. Then Gemara goes on. We said that Eloma Kachin, you can't get engaged, right, Mary? Gemara asked, I also hear, v'hamitzvah kavid, l'chor it's a mitzvah, to mekayim puravu with this. So why is it just called a reshus? Gemara says, lo tzricha, de'islei ishovanim. We're talking about a case where he already has a wife and kids, and therefore it's not a mamish a mitzvah, but it's still an inyan, as we'll see. Al tanach yadcha, Rashi is going to bring down. There's still an inyan to have kids even when you're older, but it's not saying mitzvah like a mitzvah d'reis of puravu. See Rashi v'lo mekachin ayva mitzvah kavit shenosa isha lifrot rabot v'maykari v'kakari le'irashut. You think puravu? So our answer is the Islay Ishovanim, says Rashi, which is Shnei Zacharim to Beit Shammai. The guy already has two boys according to Beit Shammai, so he's Yotzi Puravu, or Zachar Nekev according to Beit Hillel, so he's Yotzi already. Vesulo Mifkad Kuli Hai. He doesn't have the same type of Chiyuv anymore. Kedamrina and the Yavamas. Umiha, however, Ktat Mitzvah, it's still a little bit of a mitzvah. Kedamar, Vaboker, Zarat Zarecha, Leera, Valtanach Yadcha. At night, in other words, when you get older, you shouldn't leave, you should still try to have more children. So again, they say the same thing over here in the Rishonim. I know, going to Rashi, they would have asked even if you don't have any kids. But the question is just why they put it in this category here of Rishus. And it says, because here we're talking about he already has kids. But not that if he had kids, that if he didn't have kids, it would be mutter. They would ask that as well. So discussing the category.